Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is Swing Time, as it always is at this time every Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Yule. Yes, I'm back having missed last week. I hope you didn't miss me too much, and I know that Michael Coates, who'll be along a little bit later on, was more than able to cover for me last week and give you 2 hours of some of the best music from the world of jazz, which is what we've got for you this week, as always, and I really do hope you can relax and put your feet up and enjoy the music with us, whether you're listening to us live or whether you're listening to us on the podcast. The excellent trumpeter Bruce Harris led the band on that first offering, which also featured Sullivan Fortner on piano, David Wong on bass, Aaron Kimball on the drums, and that was a Randy Weston composition called Saucer Eyes, recorded at the Duke Joint, Astoria, New York, which many of you may know was the neighbourhood of a boyhood Tony Bennett, and the album was recorded on the 25th of October, 2020. The album's called Soundview, and the leader again, Bruce Harris. A tune which appears to be a favourite of musicians, judging by the number of times it has cropped up on Swing Time recently, is It Could Happen to You, introduced by Dorothy L'Amour and composed by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sonny Burke. This version features Corey Weeds playing alto and also playing on what is on an album, which is on Corey's own label, Cellar Music. Along with Corey, we hear from David Heseltine on piano, on bass Ken Lister, and on the drums Jesso Cahill. Okay, he'll even. Recorded at the Monarch Studios in Vancouver, in Corey's home province of British Columbia, on the 26th of August 2018. Corey Weeds, then, and Day by Day. No, sorry, from an album called Day by Day, and a track called It Could Happen to You.
Thank you.
From the album Day by Day, that was Curry Weeds and It Could Happen to You. We've had a few songs on the show recently in which spring has been welcomed. Here is what, over the last couple of decades, has become a frequently heard entry, which shows a rather less enthusiastic approach for this time of year. Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, composed by Fran Landesman and Tommy Wolfe, and recorded in 1989 at the Avatar Studios in New York City. The album is called Rhythms of the Heart. We're here, as we do most weeks, from Kenny Barron on piano, Rodney Jones on guitar, Peter Washington on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, and leading on violin, Regina Carter. Thank you. Lovely playing Regina Carter, and Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Now back to the new release, brand new release, at least at this on this side of the pond, by Mike Ledon's Groover Quartet. And again, I'm going to feature the later of the two live recordings featured on this double CD. This particular disc is called Turn It On, and it was recorded at the Side Door in Old Time, Connecticut, on the 6th and 7th of September 2024. Mike Ledon on organ, Eric Alexander on tenor, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Joe Farnsworth on drums. This is a number written by Charles Simmons and Charles Jefferson and was originally recorded by the Detroit Spinners, as they're known on this side of the pond. This then is the Mike Ledon Groover Quartet and Love Don't Love Nobody.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and Michael Coates will be along with the second hour of the programme at the turn of the hour. I have, on this programme, played a number of songs composed and occasionally sung by Dave Tull. Here, again, he does both, as well as playing the drums, describing the sort of occasions I've come across within my own dating history. Clapping on 1 and 3 is the name of the track, and it comes from Dave's own album, Texting and Driving, recorded out on the West Coast, Southern California, and released in 2018. We hear from, on saxophone, Doug Weber, on piano, Randy Porter, and on bass, Kevin Axt, along with, of course, on drums and vocal, Dave Tull.
Startlingly pretty, she told me she loved jazz. I was smitten and asked her to my favorite club. As the players took the stand, I saw them gawking. I was so thrilled to have this vixen on my arm. But now they're playing and the girl just won't stop talking. and my sense of boundless joy is quickly changing to alarm. But to keep her, my trepidation I will hide. That is, unless she does the one thing I absolutely can't abide. No, no, no. Take my eyes off my baby, though I'm starting to think that jazz is mostly random notes to her ear. She talks right over the band, but then her kiss makes my concern just disappear. Although she don't get the music, her smile is so bright, there's almost nothing that could chase away me. But I won't stay if my baby starts clapping on one and three. A red flag when she calls the music jazzy and hot. I try to shake it off and stay in the zone. Then she says she loves Miles. He's her very favorite on the saxophone. Oh man, oh well. The way she moves keeps me swooning, so I'll simply pretend she's not singing way out of key. But I won't stay if my baby is clapping on one and three. I'm so in love 'cause she looks so fine, but even I've got to draw a line. Her blue eyes I adore, but I say, please, baby, can't you clap on two and four? She's even cute when she's shouting out, go, man, go! So I'll resist the temptation to flee. But I won't stay if my baby keeps clapping on one and three. She's such a beauty even when she's acting like a buffoon, like yelling anything by Ella when she can't name a tune. But this downbeat clapping, well, it just ain't right. It drags the swing feel down and it just makes her look so a broken bat. Something wrong with my last meal. That's how her backwards clapping is making me feel. I can't believe that I'm thinking about saying goodnight. But when jazz is listed on the marquee, I just can't stay if my baby is clapping on one and three. No, no, no. If you're clapping on one and three. Oh, 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 oh.
Time for the gig guide here on the Swing Time and Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The upcoming week, your guide to the gigs that are on in the local area over the next 7 days. We begin, as we often do, tomorrow evening at the Lescar, Wednesday the 15th, and the attraction there is the Keogh Quartet. A London-based pianist, Kyle Osborne, leads this quartet, playing intricate and original arrangements of jazz standards and original unique compositions. The rest of the lineup is of composers follows: Freddie Canton on bass, Ollie Young on guitar, and Joe Stein on the drums. Cabanas on Thursday evening are presenting The Big Easy, a regular booking for this band there, an energetic swing band from Leeds. Also on Thursday evening, that's the 16th this week, the Chesterfield Jazz Club will be in operation at their usual venue, the Old House, and the guest this week will be a drummer very well known in these parts, Caroline Bowden. One more gig to tell you about, that's Sheffield Jazz this week at Crook Social Club on Friday evening, and they'll be presenting a band known as Let's Spin, with Mus Freed, the leader I think he is, on guitar, Ruth Geller on bass, Chris Williams on sax, and Finlay Panter on drums. This is described as a post-jazz quartet to the forefront of the vibrant UK contemporary music scene. For all that, I've enjoyed listening to the playing and composing of David Benoit on his album Earthglow. I have considered a lot of the album subjected to somewhat overproduction. Overproduction is not my thing when it comes to listening at home. Though that is hardly the case here. A more straightforward recording, comprising of a band made up of David Benoit on piano, David Hughes on bass, and Jamie Tate on drums. This was recorded at the Ocean Studios in Burbank, California, and released in 2010. The track is called Brownie's Gone. with his own composition, Brownie's Gone. That was pianist David Benoit. Since it was first released, I played the latest album by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra rather often, but a 20-year-old recording by John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton has recently come my way. This live recording was made at the Manchester Craftsman's Guild in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in May of 2004, and being recorded out east as opposed to Southern California, where the band normally performs, that is somewhat reflected in the personnel here, although the rhythm section is supplied by Jeff's regular trio of the time. The track is a composition by Sonny Stitt called Eternal Triangle, and we've got quite a few soloists here. Lee Callett on baritone, Keith Fidmont on alto, Jeff Clayton also on alto, Ricky Woodward on tenor, Charles Owens on tenor, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. So it looks as though all the sax section gets a chance here. This then is the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and Eternal Triangle. Thank you. And from the same concert from the Clayton Hamilton Big Band, and a composition by a legendary saxophonist, we move to another composition by a legendary saxophonist. So from Sonny Stitt, we now feature the composing skills of Johnny Hodges. The arrangements, as indeed are all the arrangements on the set, are done himself by John Clayton. And the solos we're about to hear come from Ricky Woodward on tenor, George Bohannon on trombone, Clay Jenkins on trumpet, Tamir Hendelman on piano, Gilbert Castellanos is on the trumpet, and Jeff Hamilton, of course, is on the drums. This is the Clayton Hamilton Big Band, recorded in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Squatty Roo.
Thank you.
And to finish this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live, two classic vocals in a row from Peggy Lee's 1966 album Big Spender. You've Got Possibilities and It's a Wonderful World.
But you could try. There are a few things that you could buy. I don't want much, just a bubble or two. Then, baby doll, I'm ready for you. That's what it takes to get me. That's what I'll tell you how. That's what it takes to get me right now. Don't really want a prince with a fancy fez. Just get me some Beatles and a Trini Lopez. Then baby take me dancing for an hour or two. And after that I'll take a walk with you. That's what it takes to get me. That's what I'll tell you how. That's what it takes to get me right now. Oh, walk me down the aisle, then hand in hand with a diamond ring and a wedding band. And if you can't get me everything I said above, well, baby doll, I think I'll settle for love. 'Cause that's what it takes to get me. That's what I'll tell you how. That's what it takes to get me right now.
And we weren't able to bring you You've Got Possibilities, as it turned out, but you did hear That's What It Takes and It's a Wonderful World, both, of course, from Peggy Lee. I've been John Yule. Please stand by for the second hour of Swing Time, presented as usual by Michael Coates. Thank you.